How wonderful that is, Brother Coy. And he's lifted up and he's on the right hand of the Father this morning, making intercession. I could see John this morning laying his head on Jesus' breast. So many times when we read about the disciples, Brother Fred, we can look and they were just like children often, reaching out to Jesus for every need, every desire, everything that they would ever need in life. They cast everything they had upon him. What a wonderful salvation that it is this morning. I want to read something here this morning that's on my mind to do this. And I hope that it'll be all right with everybody. We've heard this verse quoted many times. It's something that probably everyone in here has pretty much has memorized. But I want to read just a little this morning. It says, it's John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I think sometimes that we overlook some of the truer meanings of this verse, Brother Coy. It says, "For God so loved the world." Do you realize this morning that by his all-abounding grace that you have become the object of God's love? You have. That he gave his only begotten Son. I thought about that this morning. It was just like a fire down in my soul, Brother Lonnie. How that when me and Janice were dating, and how much love and how much care that I would put into every gift that I would give her. I was considerate of her every desire and her every whim. Then our children came along, and the first one, Brother John, she didn't realize it, but we couldn't, seem like then we couldn't wait to celebrate her first birthday. Brother Junior, we put so much care in it, and she didn't realize what we were doing. But later on through life, she realized just how much that we loved her. And I think that's the way God is this morning. You and I have become the object of his faith. I think that in the celestial counsel of God and by his marvelous grace, that wonderful principle Brother John sang about, I think as he looked down through time that the heavens were searched and the earth was searched and beneath the earth was searched and there was none that was found worthy. It took a gift, Brother Junior Ruggles, that was appropriate. God really considered the very best for you and I as the object of his love this morning. I want you to know this morning that if you're born of God, you're born of that love. You've got something to be thankful for. I want to ask you here this morning, does the salvation you have, does it reach down deep into the heart, into the soul? Is Christ formed right down in your soul, the gift of Almighty God? Do you have a peace of mind this morning, and is all of your cares cast upon him? God told us that all he wanted us to do was love him. The greatest commandments are these, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul and all thy strength. I can't hardly speak the word soul this morning. When I do, I realize that Jesus poured out his soul unto death for you. And I, He gave the very best that he had, and he gave it because he loved us. He said, I leave you a new commandment.
Yep.
That you love one another as I've loved you. By this all men shall know you are my disciples if you love one another. I want you to be sure of one thing this morning. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're born of God this morning, you're my brother and you're my sister. We're born of his bone and flesh of his flesh today. Someday, just because he loved us and we loved him, he's going to present us to the Father, Brother James Ruggles, of the Chaste Virgin. He's going to raise us someday by this wonderful glory that raised Jesus out of the grave. I'm looking for that day this morning as I see him here this morning. I see him sitting on the right hand of the majesty. Oh, that we would reach out and touch him in his glory there this morning. I want you to know today,
he said,
yeah, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He's a God that can be touched this morning, sitting on the right hand of the Father in glory and in power today. Just imagine what it's like for a little weak being to reach out and touch Jesus, sitting there. I want you to know that if you'll go to him, he won't cast you out. I want you to know today that it's a sure salvation. It's not based on what I can do or these brothers here. But it's based on what God done in giving his son into this world.
Amen.
That's what it's based on.
There you go, man.
And it's all by grace. It's all by the grace of Almighty God. What a wonderful gift of faith is. What a wonderful gift that every gift that's given by the Holy Spirit, how wonderful they are to us.
How perfect they are, brother.
Oh, my, I can't even imagine. Oh, someday a change is going to come. And I'll get to give him the glory and honor. I'm looking for that day.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing. Come and taste of me. See that I'm good. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly, and you shall find rest unto your soul. You may say, no, 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 not me. I knew a little sinner one time, that God made him the object of his faith, and he made me brand new.
Yeah, thank God.
Bless his holy name today. He's worthy of all honor today. I want to say this morning as we go before the Lord with these names, with all the grace God gives us this morning, reach out and touch him. Hold on to him. Oh, the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much this morning. I would to God that he'd pour out grace here today like we've never seen before. I would that your every need, everything you stand in need of, that it would flow down from heaven today. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights today. Oh, holy, holy, holy art thou. He's worthy to be honored. I can hear a sound this morning. like no other sound on this earth. Holy, holy, holy art thou. What a wonderful God we have. Bless his holy name today.